We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We got to be better at home. It's been like that for a couple of years now. This used to be a pretty tough place to play, right? So we got to be better at home. We know that. This is the place we got to use to our advantage. We haven't done that over the last year or so. It's been a good topic of conversation for us because we've got to fight to win games. We don't have a whole lot of home games left, so we got to make sure we use them when we can.
That's Alex Pietrangelo. Welcome back to Blues pregame skate. This is the first of just 16 home games left this season, and the Blues are 10-13-2 at Enterprise Center. Chris Raby along with Alex Ferrario. Luke Korak with us as well. Guys, players always say, on the road, we just keep it simple. We hear it all the time, but Alex Pietrangelo, what in the world does that mean?
I think we're more simple on the road. I think special teams is certainly better on the road than it is at home. The stats speak for themselves. So it seems like we really simplify our game on the road, something that we can really kind of use at home to find that success.
Why does that happen, Alex? We hear from, I think, a lot of teams.
Yeah, I don't know. I think sometimes you think you get the favorable matchups. You're trying things that you usually don't. I don't know. I think we just got to go out and play. And like I said, sounds like every team says that at home when they're not winning, right? That simple road game, but it's a recipe that works for us.
Alex, Lou, we hear that from every player. We hear that from every team. I know even a couple of years ago in the postseason, Lou, it was, you know, we just keep it simple on the road. And the question then that I was asking guys today is like, well, why can't you keep it simple at home?
I'm impressed that you got a better answer than I did. Usually the answer I get is, I don't know. I can't answer that. So
it's because you're in there too much, Luke.
That's it. No.
It's just that's the answer you always give. But it's a weird thing, isn't it? You would think you would try to play the best style regardless if you're playing here, if you're playing on the road, if you're playing at Busch Stadium, if you're playing on the moon.
I agree. Guys, I'll tell you what. It's really been mind-boggling the last couple of years, to be honest with you. I hate to keep going back to the Ken Hitchcock era, but I have to because when this team played under Hitch, this place, and I used to hear it from visiting players all the time, we hated coming here to play because Ken Hitchcock would have this team ready to play at home, and that was the one thing. These players came here with the mindset, you defend your home turf. You do whatever you can to make this a daunting place to play. You want to make this a miserable place for a visiting player to come in and play, and they did. The one year I recall, if I'm not too far off here, they were like 36-6 on home ice.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. That's for elite teams, not necessarily have that exact kind of a record, but something along those lines. You want to make your home place a place where people just don't want to come and play.
It's no coincidence that that's when they won the Central Division, too.
Right, right. You want to make them feel like you're already down 1-0 before you even hit the ice. And that's a mindset that, to me, in the last couple of years has gone away.
You know, it's incredible, too, looking at it the other night. The last time that they've been 500 or below at home was back in 2009 and 2010. And it's no coincidence that other than last year, they had missed the playoffs. And I'm not saying that that's the be-all, end-all of making the postseason is playing good at home, but if you end your home season 500 or below, it's subpar hockey. And look, this is the place that you should own. And I think if you look around the National Hockey League, the teams that are holding a top spot in the playoffs or their conference or division are teams that dominate at home. I mean, the Washington Capitals are a team that like are 5 or 6 games above 500. Tampa Bay's 18-4. Nashville's 15-7. Vegas, we all know Vegas last year, they're 15-3-3. So look at the dominant teams when they're at their home ice. They're the ones that find their way holding on to the top of the division.
Well, and then I feel like if you're winning the majority and even more than that games at home, especially against your divisional opponents, you feel like when you go to their place, it's almost a coin flip and it could be a 4-point swing.
And that's part of that mindset. Look, guys, you've had teams come in here. Calgary came in here and scored 7 goals. Columbus came in here and scored 7 goals. Winnipeg came in here and scored 8, and one guy got 5 of them.
Yeah.
You've heard of him, Patrick Laine. You guys have heard that guy before.
I don't remember that
night. I mean, you know, this is what's kind of been the turnoff for fans. You know, that's when you came into this year, you knew all the hype that that this team brought. And obviously with the signings, of course it's going to do that. But then when people come into the building and they're paying money for these tickets and they're watching their team getting blown out of the water the way they have, that it's almost been just like a shock. So how do you get back to that? It's not going to happen overnight, but it's got to get better. I mean, if you're even going to make a sniff of this year, which is going to be difficult as it is, you're going to have to start winning some home games, and you don't have very many left, you know. So tonight's as good a night to start.
Lou, I asked Alex this earlier in the week, and I'll ask you right now. You mentioned that Winnipeg game. That was kind of a perfect example of this team, and maybe the most extreme example of the Jekyll and Hyde act, because that Friday night, the night after Thanksgiving, they played one of the best games they played all season. Really, they played maybe the last two seasons, and it was here, the win against Nashville, and you get the doors blown off the building, you get dumped by Winnipeg. I know they've been like that all year, but you think about that day, that was 6 weeks ago, right? Right after Thanksgiving. Record aside, is this a better hockey team right now than 6 weeks ago?
Oh, that's a tough question. I would have to say yes. I think they've played better hockey. Have they necessarily gotten the consistent results yet?
For it?
No, yeah. No, they haven't. The consistency has been an issue all year long. They've played better hockey, sure. Case in point, the Islanders game. I think you deserve to win that game. I mean, forget the shots alone. It was 32-14. You just needed a couple more saves in that game, bottom line. You could see it on the players' faces. They've had a few of those results where you felt like they deserved to win but somehow found a way to lose. And that's where that consistency has been really an issue all year, and it's really grown on some of these veteran players.
That's actually the term that Craig Berube used on Tuesday night after the Stars game, Alex. He said, we got to win at home, and we got to stop figuring out a way to lose games.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Even that Pittsburgh Penguins game, which everyone still remembers is a, air quotes, horrendous game, you were the better team in 5-on-5. They beat you special teams. And, you know, special teams has been an area that has really hurt this team. And it's not just because they're not finding the back of the net or they're not able to stop the opposition's power play. It's when they miss those opportunities to finish. Like the previous night against the Dallas Stars, you start the game with two power plays, back-to-back moments. You can't score. You muster up maybe three or four shots on goal. And then right after, Dallas goes down and scores, and that's where the heads drop. That's where it's, oh, geez, here we go again. And talking with Ryan O'Reilly today, he said that's where you see it in little things on the ice. It's not just the score. It's the passing. It's the skating. It's the moving. It's the puck movement. It's all of these head drop moments where, oh, geez, here we go again. And that's where the fragility comes. That's where the lack of confidence comes. And that's what Craig Berube's talking about. It's not so much that you're getting outplayed or outworked. It's that little moment that happens that's finding a way to ruin the night for players, which basically waves the white flag for the game.
Lou, final thing. You've covered this team, and I don't know how many players have done how many interviews, but when you get the chance to talk to a young player or veteran player, but a player who is called up making their debut, we literally got the chance today to talk to Mackenzie McEachern 12 hours after he got the news, 6 hours after he was driving to the airport. What's that like to be able to, you know, hockey aside, just hear their voice, see their eyes? I mean, it's such a cool moment, I think.
I love it for a player because they do such a great job of holding it all in and giving us, you know, that it's just another game. Look at Jordan Binnington. I mean, we talked to him today. It's like, hey, you just came off your first NHL shutout. Shouldn't you be on? Yeah, that game's over and done with. That was, you know, nobody cares about that, right? Sure you do. They all do. Mackenzie McEachern, great story. I mean, this is a guy that struggled with injuries, and he's paid his dues. You know, he's paid his dues, had a tough time of it, you know, just trying to find his way in the AHL. Well, I think the good thing about this situation is he played for Craig Berube in Chicago, knows the coach, knows the system, knows what's going to be expected of him, and, you know, he started to find his way. You know, he came off an upper body injury, last 7 games, scored 5 goals, got 8 points. You're finding something there. Now, the word confidence, there it is.
Yep. Yeah.
That's where a lot of guys seem to struggle, especially on this team, finding just that consistent confidence. He seems to feel confident right now. Bring him up and give him a shot. Why not?
Lou Korak, Alex Ferrario. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Chris. Absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.